Beloved, we are glad to have you join us for this sermon. We pray that it inspires you, draws you closer to the knowledge of God, and builds your faith. Be blessed as you listen.
In Jesus' mighty name, we are praying. Father, we give you glory and honor. Just like in the beginning, Holy Ghost, we hand over the service to you. Move and do what only you can do. Rewrite the story of everyone in this service. Let every limitation be taken off. Medical limitations, professional limitations, physical limitations, be taken off in the name of Jesus. Do what only you can do. We vow to give you the glory. In Jesus' mighty name we have prayed. Somebody believe God, say the loudest amen. Please help me give Jesus a big hand of praise. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Praise God. 2026 is my year of open doors in the name of Jesus Christ. Again, we say it and mean it. Praise God, 2026 is my year of open doors in the name of Jesus Christ. Supernatural doors shall be opened to me as I offer to the world and keep making my boast in the Lord. This service will happen and answer for you in Jesus' name. Engaging the turnaround power of faith, part 3. Please, can I have some sound in the feedback, please? Engaging the turnaround power of faith, part 3. Faith is our covenant access to all provisions in redemption. Faith is our covenant access to all provisions in redemption. Hebrews 11 and verse 6, but without faith, it is impossible to please him. For he that cometh to God must, what? Believe. Somebody say, must believe. So faith is not optional. Faith is a must. Must believe. Must believe. Must believe. Faith is not an if statement. Faith is a must statement. That he is and the rewarder of them that diligently seek him. Whatever you don't believe, you are not a candidate to receive. Faith is a must. When we engage in kingdom stewardship, we are entitled to the answer to our prayers. The Bible says in that scripture, God is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. So we don't serve God in vain. Say with me, I'm not serving God in vain. Louder you can, I'm not serving God in vain. You can put your boldness into it, I'm not serving God in vain. One of the blessings of stewardship is fruitfulness. 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 Psalm 127 verse 3, children are heritage of the Lord, and the fruit of the womb is reward. Is a reward. Is a reward. Somebody say reward. Reward. That talks about a benefit. Is a benefit. When we are serving God and the interest of his kingdom, fruitfulness is part of the package. John 15 and 1 and 2. John 15, 1 and 2. I am the true vine. The Father is the husbandman. Every branch in me that beareth not fruit, he taketh away for his fruitlessness. But when that branch that is connected to me is bearing fruit, in other words, is engaging kingdom advancement, kingdom advancement in prayer, kingdom advancement in soul winning, is becoming more fruitful for the kingdom, he says, I prune that person. I purge that person. So that he can bring forth much what? Much fruits. So God does not only want you to bring fruit. He wants you to bring what? Much fruit. Somebody say much fruits. You will never be barren again in your life. I didn't hear your amen. I said you will never be barren again in your life. You will never be barren again in your life. You will never be barren again in your life. You will never be barren again in your life. You will never be barren again in your life. We serve a covenant-keeping God. When we do what he commands, he commits his integrity to perform his word. When I am a fruitful steward, I am entitled to a fruitful life. When I am spiritually fruitful, I must be everywhere fruitful. So I'm not serving God in vain. Everyone that is serving God in this church, this year shall be your most fruitful year. Amen. I thought I would hear your loud amen. Amen. Psalm 89 and 34, I am the Lord, I change it not. He said, my covenant I will not break. My covenant I will not break, nor alter the words that have gone out of my mouth. In 2 Timothy chapter 2 and verse 13, he said, if they believe not, yet he abide faithful and cannot deny himself. Listen, if it is not happening to you, don't check God, check yourself. God abides faithful and cannot deny himself. God abides faithful and he cannot deny himself. This year, God will not deny himself in your life. For instance, many of us are familiar with Abraham. In Genesis 26, verse 24, God called Abraham his servant. Abraham, my servant. Abraham, my servant. And because Abraham was a man that was given to the service of God, God rewarded him with Isaac. God rewarded him with Isaac, even when all medical odds was against him. Romans 4, 17 to 21. God rewarded him with Isaac. The fruit of the womb is his reward. Abraham, my servant. And because he was a servant of God, not by title, but by productivity, active engagement with God and the interest of his kingdom, everything about Abraham was fruitful. His body was fruitful. The work of his hand was fruitful. Look at this, Genesis 24, verse 1 and 2. The Bible says God blessed him in everything. Everything. He was so fruitful that everything was answering to fruitfulness. You are the next Abraham God is raising in this generation. Somebody say, I receive it. The louder you can say, I receive it. However, again, be reminded, it takes faith to secure the hand of God. It takes faith to secure. Romans 4:19. 4:19. And being not weak in faith, he considered not his own body. Can you see that? Faith does not consider the physical challenges, notwithstanding. He considered not his own body. I know there is a medical report. I know there are psychological states and there are biological states that says I am too old. I am 100 years old, but that is not to be considered when I put it with the word. Whose report will I believe? I match it with the word. Like for like, it cannot be a consideration. Help me tell your neighbor, it's not a consideration. Don't compare man and God. It cannot be a consideration. I don't care when you start the business. It cannot be a consideration. Why? Because there is something that is working for you that holds the entire universe. And so, your case is always different. He considered not his own body. Now I am 100. And at the same time, he did not consider his wife's body. The Bible says he was strong in faith. Verse 20. He was strong in faith. He was strong in faith. He was strong in faith. Faith is a must. If you want to see the glory of God, faith is a must. If you want to move the hand of God. Verse 21, quickly. As his faith stood on, he was fully persuaded that whatever God has promised, he is able to perform. Somebody say, I hear. He has promised he will never fail. I will believe him. I will believe him. I will trust him and I will be confident in him. My God has promised he will never fail. As I'm speaking right now to somebody, I don't know what your state is, but it's never too late. I say it's never too late. I say it's never too late. Therefore, in the name of Jesus the Christ, yet in a little while, your testimony shall be delivered into your hand. You believe that? You can say a louder amen. What therefore is faith? Please, this morning, I want you to recognize, first of all, that faith is not a principle or a strategy. No. Faith is the mystery of the kingdom. It's a mystery. Somebody say mystery. It's a mystery. There is no psychological content that can explain the faith of the Bible. It's not a belief system. No. Say, well, it's a belief system. Just believe and get it. No. Faith is not a positive statement. 1 Timothy chapter 3 and verse 9. Holding the mystery of faith in a pure conscience. Faith is a mystery. Faith is a mystery. Cannot be explained by physical things. Faith is a mystery. Is a mystery. How can you explain somebody that was dead in 4 days and yet he came back to life? There is no biological statement for that. John 11, 40 to 44. We saw that in Lazarus' case. How can you explain 3 million people walked through the Red Sea in a dry land? It's not a philosophical whatever you call. Please, you must catch it now or else you are still grounded. Faith is not a positive statement. Faith is a living force. The Bible faith cannot be explained by doctors. So stop asking them questions. They don't know what it is. Hebrews 11, 29. By faith, the Bible told us that the children of Israel went through the Red Sea as by a dry land.
and from that day till forever.
Nobody has tried that. Because faith is a mystery.
How do you explain three people inside the fire
and they were dancing in it? Karosh, Ambrekula Kabayata.
Faith is a mystery. Listen to me. You have to catch this thing. It's not, no medicine may be able to explain it. Faith is a mystery.
The Bible tells us in Hebrews 11, verse 33 to 34. Hear what he said. Hebrews 11, 33 to 34. Who through faith subdued kingdom? They wrought righteousness. They obtained promise. They stopped the mouth of lions. Who through faith? Who through faith?
They quenched the violence of fire. Daniel chapter 3, verse 24 and 25. Then Nebuchadnezzar was astonished and rose up in haste and spoke. Did we not cast three men into the midst of the fire?
They said, yes, king, we did. But we can't explain this one.
Lo, I see four men inside.
When did the fourth man enter? Say mystery. Karua shambro de kefayada. Listen, they will not be able to explain it, but they can't deny it. It's a mystery. I mean, it's a mystery.
They will not be able to explain it, but they can't deny it. It's a mystery. Verse 28 tells us how they got there. Nebuchadnezzar shouted, blessed be the Lord God of Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, who have sent his angels and has delivered the servant that trusted. Can you see that? So the trust factor was the difference maker. Stop trusting in your doctors, man. They don't have the final say. He that observeth the wind will not sow. That's the reason many Christians are passive. They will give excuses for everything. This week now, he hasn't gone for one outreach. Because there is rain. Rain was falling. I wanted to go out, the rain started falling. We give excuse for everything. Too passive. Three, four times prayer in a day. You are still missing one. It's a mystery. That is the reason things are not moving yet. Because you will not succumb to genuine service of God. Listen to me. God is not a user of man. He's a changer of people's story. Yes, you better wake up. Yes, otherwise, you remain grounded. Yes, I'm telling you the truth. You mean one soul? God can get one soul from you. If you will do bad day tomorrow, the whole Bamiyan will show up. The whole. You can't take God's word lightly and expect God to take you esteemly. It doesn't work that way. The church need to wake up. It's not about your tie. It's not your title. You must be genuine in your heart or you are fake. Don't tell me you are a deacon. In 3 weeks, you have not brought one soul. Who are you? What are you deacon for? Or deaconess for? It's not a title. God, listen. You can't put God in anywhere else. If you don't wake up, destiny will be granted. I am the one telling you. God does not look at our face. If you serve God according to the rule, he said he's a rewarder. Rewarder, sir. You know what reward is? Wake up. Too many fake people in church. Fake people in church. They hear and do nothing. And yet you want God to move. God spoke, you didn't move. Why should you move for you? The God of the universe, move for you, small man. He spoke, you didn't move. Lord, I receive grace. It's a mystery. Mystery, sir. Mystery. No philosophical statement.
1 Timothy chapter 6 and verse 20.
The Bible warns us against the falsehood of science. Beware. Science will always oppose your faith. So in rain, in sun, in season, and out of season, brother, stay on with God. Your maker will not fail you. Stay on with God. Somebody say, I will stay on with God. No matter what come my way, my God cannot fail me. Are you sure you mean what you are saying? Say, I will stay on with God. No matter what come my way, my God cannot fail me. He is too faithful to fail me. Say louder, he's too faithful to fail me. He has not failed yesterday. He has not failed today. And forever he will not fail. Give Jesus a big hand of praise. What is faith? Faith is an unstoppable force in the realm of the spirit. Unstoppable force in the realm of the spirit. Ephesians 6:16. Taking the shield of faith, you will quench the fiery darts of the wicked. Unstoppable force. Somebody say unstoppable force. No devil will be able to stop you. I didn't hear your amen.
Amen.
Isaiah 14 and verse 27. He said, for the Lord of hosts have purposed. Who shall disanoint it? His hand is stretched. Who can say turn it back? No devil is born to tell God, where are you going? Today, nothing will stop you again.
Amen.
Say with me, nothing will stop me again. Louder, you can, nothing will stop me again. Faith is an unstoppable force. Why? No force can stand God. Psalm 66 and verse 3. He said, through the greatness of thy power shall the enemies submit. God's power is tangible enough that the enemy cannot stop him. 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 And you know one thing about faith? Faith draws absolutely from the power source of God. It draws absolutely from the power source. So whatever cannot stop the power of God cannot stop you. If you hear, say, I hear. I said the power source of God. Somebody say the power source of God. Listen, faith is not looking at anything. It's looking at the power source of God. That is what makes faith a most potent force on the earth. Because no one can question God. Thank you, Jesus. I say thank you, Jesus. I say thank you, Jesus. I say thank you, Jesus. Romans 1:16, it says, for I'm not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it is the power of God unto salvation. Somebody say power. The louder you can say power. 1 Corinthians 2 and verse 5. He said that your faith should not stand in the wisdom of men, but in what? What should your faith stand on? Help me tap your neighbor and say, neighbor, what is your faith standing on? Thank you, Jesus. What is faith? It is being fully persuaded of the truth, the prevailing circumstances notwithstanding, until the truth prevail. Being fully persuaded of the truth. Romans 4:20 and 21. Verse 21. The Bible says, was fully persuaded. He got to a point of persuasion. He has promised he will never fail. I will follow him. I will follow him. My God has promised he will never fail. His faithfulness is forevermore. His faithfulness is forevermore. He has promised he will never fail. I will stand on him. I will stand on him.
My God has promised He will never fail. His faithfulness is forevermore. His faithfulness is forevermore. You are too faithful to fail me. You are too faithful to disappoint me. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, Rehiga Shabarato Pariasata. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. You cannot fail. You cannot lie to me. You cannot lie to me. You are the Lion of Judah.
You cannot lie to me. You cannot lie to me. You cannot lie to me.
You get to a point in your faith that men become liars and God become only truth. If you have not got there, your faith is still fake. Does doctor tell you something? He said, doctor, you are the fake. Lawyer say, well, your case is not possible. Yeah, lawyer, you are fake. My God is real. Please listen. Until you get to that point, you are still faking this thing. No? You just come to church, let's try. Some people are trying God. For what? You are trying God? Jacob, Job said, even though he slay me, I will yet trust him. That's let me die in this situation. He's still the same. I beg you, please, church people, let's stop faking this thing. Don't come to church on Sunday and you are a believer, and in the week you are an unbeliever. How will it work? I said, the pastor prophesied, it didn't work. Because you went to in the week disbelieving. On Sunday, you were behaving as if this thing, your body was shaking. During the week, you now start jittering. Wake up! I've trusted him this more and more. He cannot fail. He cannot fail. I don't know why I'm talking like this morning. Maybe somebody was doubting God yesterday night and was looking at God. When will you show up? God has already shown up. All you need to do is adjust yourself. Period. What therefore is faith? Number one, faith is a story changer. So it means a story changer. It will change your story. Number two, faith strengthens the believer to command the supernatural. Hebrews 11, 11 to 12. Number three, what is faith? Faith obtains and faith preserves. Whatever faith will obtain for you, faith will also preserve it. Hebrews 11, verse 1 to 2. And Ecclesiastes chapter 3 and verse 14. For whatsoever the Lord doeth, it shall be forever. Somebody say, I hear. Today is our covenant day of fruitfulness. And as we get ready to pray, please note, number one,
You are a seed of Abraham. Somebody say, I hear. Louder, say I hear. Deuteronomy 7 and verse 14. Let's quickly look at that from the screen, please. It said, thou shalt be blessed above all people. There shall not be male or female barren among you, nor among your cattle. Talk to you and talk to your cattle. Remember those days, cattle were the work of their hands. So he's simply saying, you will not be barren, and anything you do will also not be barren. Are you glad to hear the testimony of our sister this morning? Our shop is in the city center, and people are passing by. People are passing by. What's going on here? Amen. Before you know it, one will become two. Two will become ten. Because God is raising an army in this church. That when you are looking at the big boys and the big girls in Birmingham, you will have to come to the Winners Church. Yeah. Am I speaking to you?
Yes,
are you among them?
Yes,
are you sure you are among them?
Yes,
your amen does not sound like it.
Yeah.
You are an Abraham seed. Deuteronomy chapter 3 and 29. That is your portion. Christ has redeemed you from the curse of the law, which includes barrenness. Deuteronomy 28 and verse 18. It says, curse shall be the fruit of your body and the fruit of your land and the increase of your kind. Curse. So, barrenness is a curse. But Galatians 3, 13 to 14. Galatians 3, 13 to 14 says, Christ has redeemed us from what? So let me ask, have you been redeemed? For it is written, curses everyone that hangeth on a tree. Verse 14, it said that the blessings of Abraham. So what do you carry now? What are you carrying 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 now? So stop going about the street with the mentality of a curse. You cannot be cursed. You are blessed. You are blessed. Number three, serving God empowers us to be fruitful. Exodus 23, 25, and 26, we have established that. You must serve God. What did I say? What did I say, please? Joshua 24, 15. As for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. You must. Don't be passive. Don't labor. You must be involved in the advancement of God's kingdom on the earth. You are his child. You should be part of moving his kingdom forward. In prayers, in soul winning, in practical stewardship, in taking care of the poor, in helping the needy as the Lord has helped you. Help people to get down to church if you can. Pay people's transport fare. You can do it. You are in that level. And do it at your level. You must serve God somehow. Somehow you must serve God. Don't give excuses for not serving. Number four, you must maintain joy and rejoicing. Joy and what? Somebody say joy and rejoicing. Because Joel chapter 1 and verse 12 tells us, Joel 1, 12, he said, all the harvest of the field has withered away. He said, because joy has withered away from the sons of men. If you lose your joy, you have lost your fruitfulness. Please never go to work murmuring. Even though the situation you may not like, turn it to praise. Somebody said, I will turn it to praise. Why do you need to praise? Psalm 67, verse 5 and 7. Let the people praise thee, O God. Let all the people, not some. Verse next. Then, your fruitfulness will begin to speak.
Amen.
I didn't hear your amen. I didn't hear your amen.
Amen.
Let me hear your loudest amen, please.
Amen.
Look at this prophetic scripture, Isaiah 54, verse 1 to 5. Put that on the screen quickly, please. It's a prophetic scripture. If you can see your future, you can't stay dying in sorrow and murmuring. It says, sing, O ye barren. I'm not saying you are not barren, but respond to the condition by letting the condition know you don't have the final say. Sing, O ye barren. Break forth into singing. Cry aloud. That tribe not. For more are the children of the disowned, the children of the married wife, fear the Lord. Verse next, it says, enlarge the place of your tent. Strengthen forth the curtains of your habitation. That's take a step of faith. And when you are taking a step of faith, don't be careful. Spare not. Get back to the doctors. Get back to the employer. Get back to that place again. Spare not. Lengthen your cord. Strengthen up your stick. Why do you do that? Verse 4. He said, you shall break forth. Verse 3, sorry. You shall do what? Break forth. Where? In the left. And where? In the right. Somebody say, that's my testimony from this week. Say, I'm breaking forth. Say it loud, I'm breaking forth. Mean what you are saying. Say, I'm breaking forth. And I see that happening to you. This will be your most fruitful week. How many of you are joining me in faith that this week, practically, there must be a fruitfulness testimony in your life? Please join me to say a loud amen. I want every member of this church to believe with me that this week, there will be a tangible fruitfulness that it will even show in my soul winning. It will show that next week when I'm coming, I won't be barren. I will have somebody to say, this is a sign that my fruitful season, by winning a soul and getting them into the church. Believe God for it. Believe God for it. He said, you will break forth in the left and in the right. Thank you, Jesus. I just feel like sitting on the head of the devil. Come on, man. Satan has mesmerized believers for too long. But today we say no more, Satan. No more. No more. No more. So stay in joy. Husband, don't make your wife feel sorrowful. Don't make your wife. Wife, don't make your husband feel sorrowful. Particularly if you are believing God for the physical fruit of the womb. Your child is coming. In fact, your children are coming. Somebody say, I receive that. Remember, God is your baby maker. He said it in that Isaiah 54, if you look at verse 5. Look at verse 5 quickly, please. Quickly. He said, for thy maker is thy husband. Ah. So, God is my husband. So, I don't need my husband to be pregnant. My real husband is God. That was why God said, Sarah, you will give birth. Did Sarah not give birth? Because God was her husband. I see it happen for you. Amen. So whether sperm count or no sperm count, you are bringing forth your children. Amen. I didn't see you say louder amen. Amen. Psalm 100 and verse 3. God is the one that have made us. And we are a sheep of his pasture. No matter what. Whether it's old age. You had a testimony today. 50 years old. I have 3 children. Finally, engage the mystery of the Holy Spirit. And that's where we end this morning. And I want you to see it as we partake of the anointing. Now remember, in Luke chapter 1, if you start reading from verse 32 all the way, the angel was speaking to Mary. You are going to give birth, you're going to do this, you're going to do that. And Mary asks, verse 34 please. Then Mary said to the angel, how shall this be, seeing I know not a man? Look at the answer of the angel. Everybody, 35, let's read, one to go. And the angel answered and said to her, the Holy Ghost shall come on you, and the power of the highest shall overshadow you. Therefore, also, the holy thing which shall be born of thee shall be what? Say, Holy Ghost, come over me. Say, Holy Ghost. So, do you know what you do this week? Get that document. Holy Ghost. Overshadow the document. Do you know why the Holy Ghost have to overshadow? Isaiah 32 and verse 15. Isaiah 32 and verse 15. Isaiah 32 and verse 15. Is somebody blessed this morning? Are we making sense this morning? Ask your neighbor, is pastor making sense to you this morning? Is it a yes or a no?
Yes, sir.
Let's read together. Everybody want to go. Until the Spirit is poured on us from on high, the wilderness will be a fruitful field, and the fruitful field shall be counted. Come on, give Jesus a big hand of praise. Do you now see why the Holy Ghost needs to go ahead? The Holy Spirit is the enabler, is the helper. It damages your weakness and brings forth the strength. You may not have the qualification, but it can overshadow the CV. And then they give you a call and say, you are the best qualified. What? Get on your feet, man. Give Jesus a big hand of praise. That was why I sang the song, Holy Spirit, come over me. Make my life whole again. We are going to be partaking of the anointing, and the anointing is the Holy Spirit. I welcome you to your world of fruitfulness. Ah, I didn't hear you say loud amen. I said, I welcome you to your world of all-round fruitfulness. As I welcome you to your world of all and fruitfulness. Do you know this song?
We are here for you. Come and do what you do. Set our hearts on you. Come and do what you do.
About to break forth. Now hear this. Hear this. Hallelujah. Peter said in Acts chapter 3 and verse 37. Put on the screen. Acts 2:37, please. Acts 2:37. Thank you, Father. The Holy Ghost is already moving. Now, when they heard this saying, they said, Peter, what should we do? Verse 38. And Peter said, repent and be baptized for the remission of your sin, and you shall receive what? So we take care of the sin, and the Holy Ghost come.
That's why I want to pray for those who want to surrender to Jesus. Listen, the Holy Spirit does not come on you until we have taken care of the sin question. The Spirit is already here. The power is already here. Hallelujah. All eyes bow and all eyes closed. You want to surrender to Jesus. You want to say, Jesus, be the Lord and Savior of my soul. I want to give my life to Christ. I want to repent of my sin. Please, wherever you are, I want to plead with you. Take a bold step and come forward. I'm going to pray for you. And God bless you. Church, let's give Jesus a big hand. Please come forward. Let's pray for you. Wherever you are, please come. Let's pray for you. You want to surrender to Jesus. You want Jesus to be the Lord and Savior of your soul. Please come. God bless you. God bless you.
We are here for you.
God bless you. I'm still waiting. We are waiting. Please come. Please come. The Spirit will come, but we must take care of the sin question. That thing that has separated you from God. Please come.
Lord, we are here.
Please come. Everyone in front, put your right hand on your chest and you pray this prayer and mean it. If you want to rededicate your life to God, meaning you were born again before, you backslided, but you want to be restored, please join us quickly now so we can pray for you. Join us quickly now. God bless you. Say with me, Lord Jesus, I come to you today in total surrender. Have mercy on me. I need your forgiveness. I need your help. Please help me. Wash me with your blood. Give me a new beginning from today. I receive you, Jesus, as my Lord and Savior. In Jesus' name. I pray for you in the name of Jesus. By the power of the Holy Ghost, you will not go back to your vomit again. You will not go back to your old life again. New things begin to happen in your life from now. In Jesus' mighty name. Please open your eyes. Congratulations, ma'am. You want to go with our pastor? Go with them. Let them help you with the decision you have made. God bless you. Church, give Jesus a big hand. Get out your bottle of oil.
Anointing for me.
Get out your bottle of oil.
Anointing
for me, Lord.
One more time, anointing Holy Spirit. Mighty name we are praying. Please, technical, help me with sound. I need to hear myself, please. Please, I beg you. Please. 1 Samuel 16 and verse 13. 1 Samuel 16 and verse 13. Get ready, we're about to minister to you right now. And Samuel took a horn of oil and anointed him from his midst of his brethren. And what? The Spirit of the Lord came on David from that day forward. Somebody say forward. Louder, you can say forward. This is a chemical content, oil. When it was poured on David, the spirit, capital S, came on him. Isaiah 32 and verse 15. Let's put scripture to scripture again so that you know what is happening to you right now. I'm showing you this picture so that you know. Until the spirit be poured on us, the wilderness be what? A fruitful field. And the fruitful field be counted to a forest. Lord, as I anoint myself, let the spirit of fruitfulness envelop me. Lift up your voice and pray that prayer right now. And believe. Don't anoint yourself yet. We have not prayed. Just pray that prayer. As this oil comes on me, Spirit of the living God, overshadow my weakness. Overshadow my barrenness. Overshadow my wilderness experience. No more dry season. Put that scripture on the screen, please. Isaiah 32, verse 15. No more dry season. No more dry season. No more dry season. No more dry season. Turn my fruitful field to a forest. 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 All round fruitfulness. Envelop my womb. Envelop my body. Take away sickness. Take away pain. Take away disease. Take away the troubles. Hear me, Lord. Envelop me. Overshadow me. In the name of Jesus, whatever is the limitation, be lifted up. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. So, as this oil comes on you, what is coming on you now? 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 What you say is what you get. What is coming on you now? I therefore decree the content in your bottle and in your hand, the anointing of the Holy Ghost. As that oil touches your head, the spirit of fruitfulness come upon you. I thought I would hear your amen. Receive it in the name of Jesus. From today, your barren season is over. Your barren season is over. In your body, your barren season is over. In your business, your barren season is over. In your career, your barren season is over. Every siege of barrenness, in that day, it shall come to pass that the burden shall be lifted up from off thy neck. And the yoke shall be destroyed because of the anointing. As this oil comes on you, the anointing breaks the yoke of barrenness. Receive it with your loud amen. The anointing breaks the siege of barrenness. The anointing breaks the siege of barrenness. The anointing breaks the siege of barrenness. In the name of Jesus, from today, you will not see yourself in a tight corner again. I decree you will break forth in the left and in the right. You will break forth on every side. I decree all round fruitfulness. All round fruitfulness. In your body, fruitfulness. Your career, fruitfulness. Your finance, fruitfulness. Your business, fruitfulness. Immigration, fruitfulness. Receive it in the name of Jesus. This week, you shall be fruitful in your kingdom engagement. You will not be barren in 2026. You will not be barren in 2026. You shall not be barren in 2026. So shall it be. It is done. I said it is done. I said it is done. Place that oil on your head and begin to give God thanks. Help your neighbor in case they don't have and begin to give God thanks. Oil on my head, increasing my hand, feel on my feet, everywhere I go. Ready? We are singing that song right now. And why we are doing that, all our first timers, please, wherever you are, come forward. I'm going to be praying for you. Your back, please cover your bottles. If you want to take a shot of the oil, go ahead. You can take a shot. If you have your bottles, go ahead and take a shot. This week, you are going to hear your testimonies of medical cleanness.
Lord, I just want.
I didn't hear you say loud amen. Your sickness is all over right now. I didn't hear you say louder amen. Your body will not break down again. So the choir will be singing. Something has done, something has happened. Your bag and baggage, anything, your first timers, come to the altar. We'll be praying for you. Let's go.
Lord, I just want to thank you. How can I ever repay? Jesus is taking away the shame from me.
I want you to celebrate because something has broken loose in your life.
Everywhere I go, they follow me. Everything I do, blessings follow me. Kings are coming.
Not smiling in this service, then this service is not for you. I want you to look at your neighbor and say, can you see something on my head? I'm carrying the anointing. I'm not the one that came to this service. I am a bountiful, fruitful vine. There is no barrenness around me again. Give the Lord a shout of praise. Come on.
We believe you were blessed by this sermon. For more messages like this, you can join us at Winners Chapel International, Birmingham. Call us on 0121-622-1662 or email us at info.birmingham@winners-chapel.org. Don't forget to follow us on all our social media platforms. God bless you, and we look forward to you joining us again next time. Jesus is Lord.